It's Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from Resi Week 142. Matt Scott is joined by Mitchell Klein and Jeremy Glowacki talking about Crestron King OS 2. Mitchell Klein starts off talking about the importance of Crestron adding integration with HTML5.
Well, I think in a word or a couple of words, they're catching up to the rest of the industry. And they kind of had no choice. At some point, there are going to be security requirements, things that are built into HTML5 that are not built into previous HTML versions. So in a way, they're kind of forced to do this. And yet they're doing it a little before they're forced. So good for them. You know, I read the article also. I think Heather did a nice job summing it up, but I came up with more questions than I did answers, which you could expect because I'm not media, I'm not a Crestron dealer, so there's a lot of things I don't know about ping other than, you know, I might be asking, is it still a proprietary platform because you still have to rely upon Crestron to determine what products you're going to be able to integrate? It's not up to you unless you want to go and write drivers. So I still got some questions about it, but it does seem to be a move in the right direction. And again, the days of proprietary, they're going to have to loosen that up somewhat. So we'll see where that goes.
Now, I will say that they are saying that Crestron is saying that they have certified drivers for over 500 TV models, 100 projectors, more than 150 set-top boxes, including 35 streaming boxes and 38 AVRs to date.
And I think the fact that they've added this on to what was previously more of a smart home, if you will, platform. So it's not so much that I'm questioning that side of it. It's the other side, on the smart home side, where you pretty much got to write drivers. But again, I don't know enough about the ping because, again, I'm not a Crestron dealer, but I do have a lot of questions about it.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.